Good evening. My name is Nadav. You're listening to WMBR Cambridge 88.1 FM. This is Phoning It In. Tonight, over the air from Texas, is Doug Gillard. Can you hear me?
Yes.
How's it going?
Going good. How are you?
Not bad. Yeah, I guess by way of introduction, Doug Gillard of like a million bands. Probably most well-known, Guided by Voices. And what have you been up to recently?
Last year I did a whole tour and album with Richard Buckner.
Oh, wow.
And I've been working on my own record, my second solo record for a long time, but only because of circumstances. And that should be out next year pretty soon. I might be doing a little work with the Oranges band from Baltimore pretty soon.
Is that as a guitarist or as do you produce?
Yeah, as a guitarist. Mm-hmm. And maybe doing a little production help. I just co-produced a band from Texas called The Zest of Yore. Mm-hmm. And they're based in Austin. And they're a pretty good little complex pop band. And I'm not based in Texas, by the way. I just happen my wife's folks live here, and we're here for the holidays. So I live in New York City right now. So.
You just moved there?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What prompted that?
We both wanted sort of a change of venue, change of job.
Yeah. That's the place to go, I guess.
It's one of them.
Yeah. So do you want to try playing a song and then check back in and see how it sounds?
Sure. Let's see. This is a new one called Gibraltar. I usually play it with a capo kind of higher up, and I don't have a capo, so I'll just do it like this.
Sounding good.
Thank you.
Is that going to be on the new album?
Yes, it is. I don't really have a title for the new record yet, but I'm thinking of a few.
Any you want to shop? Any you want to throw out there right now?
Any what labels?
No, any titles you want to test out right now on the air?
Call from Restricted, possibly. You know, I have a few, and I can't remember them all right now, but that's kind of in the top. It's in the running right now.
So yeah.
I did it in Knoxville at my friend Stuart Pack's house. He has a recording little studio in the bottom of his house, and I also played in his band recently. We did some shows opening up for Super Drag, who reunited, and so that was fun.
Oh, yeah, you were just in Boston recently with that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Gonna play the Paradise. And so Stewart's just kind of re-released officially a lot of records he did that he uploaded for free over the last maybe 7 years or so, and now he just kind of got into making a compilation CD of that, and he's selling it. Let's see. I have another song.
Go for it.
What is this one? The song is famous for being the first song on my MySpace page. Not that it's famous.
That opening riff is awesome.
Thank you. Can you hear everything all right?
Yeah, I think so. What's that song called?
It's called Gogol was Rollo.
What is that, if I can ask?
The whole song makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, and the title is actually from... it's actually not in the movie, but there are two characters in this movie called Mad Love with Peter Lorre from the 30s. It might even be the 20s, but I think it's the 30s. Anyway, it's German film noir kind of thing. And so the whole song is sort of existential. I wrote some of the lyrics. I wrote this actual song and some of the lyrics back, I don't know how many years ago. I was probably 19. And Lord knows that was a long time ago. So I just kind of never really officially recorded it, and now I've got around to doing that, so... I fleshed it out with more lyrics, and it's done.
Cool.
So, and let's see, I can do few more.
So are these all songs off the forthcoming album?
So far, yeah. I can do some that aren't, actually.
Oh, I wasn't trying to nudge you either way. I was just wondering.
I'm sorry, didn't hear that?
Oh, I wasn't trying to nudge you either way.
Okay.
I was just asking.
So has Chris Brokaw done the show?
He hasn't.
Oh, he hasn't. Okay, I thought I saw him on the site, on the page.
We should get him to, though. He lives in Boston, right?
Some of the time, yeah. He does tour a lot, and he's always on the road. And most recently, kind of by surprise, I saw him on TV playing behind Thurston Moore.
Oh, no kidding.
Thurston Moore's band, yeah. And of course, he sounds great. So I met him back in Oberlin, Oberlin College,
mm-hmm.
where I lived near there, but didn't go, and he went there. So, and I had a radio show there, and so did he. And at the time, I was in a band called Death of Samantha, and we played shows with his band at the time. It had sort of a kind of a punk trio called Pay the Man. And from then on, I knew he was a talented bloke.
Yeah, I think he's actually, you might have seen him on the WMBR homepage. I think he's playing on a different show at some point.
Okay.
I think he's played on WMBR quite a bit, actually.
All right, that could be where I saw. Well, this would be one that's from my first record called Salamander. And it's called Valpolicella.
Sounding really good. How does it feel on your end?
Pretty good, I guess. I'm just kind of playing into the speakerphone here.
Yeah. Could you describe
it's kind of a natural room, you know?
Mm-hmm. Could you describe the room that you're in?
The room that I'm in?
Yeah.
It is a. It has stone floor, sort of stone tiling, and wooden walls, and a divan, and a couple chairs, and a refrigerator,
what
and another table and chairs. So there seems to be sort of a nice natural reverb happening here.
Nice.
So it's about 60 degrees, maybe 50-something, here in Odessa, Texas.
Oh, man, I don't want to hear that.
Very nice. I know, I just came from New York. It was freezing.
Yeah.
And Boston gets colder than New York. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, so I kind of know the climate.
Yeah, it gets pretty bad out there, too.
It's cold, yeah, in Cleveland. Well, let's see here. I can do... record called Time Is Nigh. I think I'll try to do that right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. That's the first time I've ever played and sang that one at the same time. I recorded it, but I did the vocals separate than the...
Well, cool. I'm glad we could be here for that.
So that's the first time I performed that. There was a... I missed a couple of things, you know, on the guitar, but that's all right, I guess.
Well, we wouldn't have known. Do you think we can cajole another one out of you?
I sure can. How much time do we have left? About 8 minutes?
Yep, exactly 8 minutes.
All right. Here's another new one, and then I could probably do a short bit of one more.
Sounds good.
To, as they say, play us out. Good thing about radio, you don't... You have to worry about a writer's strike. Right?
Yeah.
Just, you know, just write your own material and go on the air.
Yeah, well, no one gets paid here anyway. So.
I know. I was, I did some time at college radio in the 80s and early 90s, but I loved it. I actually kind of want to do it again.
Yeah, I'm not even in college, actually. I have no affiliation with MIT.
Well, see, that's the best kind of thing. Freeform stations where you don't have to be a student.
Oh, it's fantastic.
That was the deal with me in Oberlin College. I lived nearby, so I was like a senior in high school, so I went there and applied, and sure, you can have a show, but okay.
Oh, man, that must have been great in high school.
So that was great, and also I live near a little station called WFMU now, and they have sort of the same thing. I mean, they're just a kind of independent station, and well, they're pretty much...
Anyone can get on WFMU?
No, but you don't. They're not affiliated with a college anymore.
Right.
So they're pretty much known worldwide. They're pretty infamous. So enough chit-chatting here. I'm gonna play a song. This is on a compilation that just came out in Ohio called A Compilation of Bands from Ohio. On Audio Eagle Records. And I think this is the first track on it. It's called For What I've Done. I'm gonna die for what I've done to myself. Thank you. thanks. Well, I guess that's about it, actually, for the time.
Yeah, we're just about done. That was perfect timing.
Kind of worked out.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Great.
I really appreciate it. This was a lot of fun.
Well, thank you, Nadav. It was great to be on here.
Great. Any parting words? When can we expect the album?
I'm hoping spring of 08. It could be summer. We'll have to see.
Yeah. Any idea who's putting that out yet?
No, not at all. the industry is so kind of messed up right now that no one knows what to do to put out their thing. So sometimes it's a self-release. Sometimes you shop it around. I'll have to see.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, who knows what things will even look like at that point.
I know. Okay, well, thanks so much.
Yeah, hang on just a sec down the line. And do you have a website, or is it just myspace.com/Doug Gillard?
I do have a website. I need to update it a little more, DougGillard.com, but myspace slash my name, Doug Gillard, is the happening place right now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Hang on just a sec. You've been listening to Doug Gillard on Phoning It In. Check us out online at myspace.com/Phoning It In. Stay tuned right now. I'll be subbing for another 2 hours, playing noise. To go put on my face.